Hello, hi, Christina?
Hi.
Hi, Christina, it's Clayton. We're on the call right now with my manager, Rick, and also my boss, who's the president, Dr. Gopinov. And
Hi, Christina, this is Gopi.
Hi. I'm sorry, I'm putting a dog away. Just 1 second, I'll be right back.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, because I'm going on lunch now. So you were saying?
Oh, I was just saying thank you for taking time because I know you're very busy, and we want to build a great app for pet groomers, and so we want to find out a little more from you as we move on. What would be good features to have in that? Last time we talked, you gave us some ideas. Now we are coming to the point where we need to put it into software and give it to you for trial. So,
great.
First of all, a couple of things. You're still interested in leads, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working in a shop now. My schedule is a little bit more limited as far as mobile goes, but
uh-huh.
Any leads to bring here, that would be great.
Okay. And next high from leads, what would be a thing that you would look for in an app? You know, some people like scheduling, for example. Some people like managing the money, invoices, etc. from the app.
Okay.
Do you have any preference? What kind of features you would like?
Well, a lot of the issues that happen in the grooming salon typically happen because of miscommunication.
Uh-huh.
So, and a lot of that goes on in the checking in process. So
mm-hmm.
customers, they want to know, what is it going to cost right now?
Mm-hmm.
And see, the thing is, like, grooming is so subjective. There's so many things that could be in that coat that we don't know about. So if we can maybe do, like, if there were a way for us to see a dog, or, like, for example, we'll get a dog in that's supposed to be a Cocker Spaniel, and it's, like, a German Shepherd or something. It's, like, something that doesn't look anything like what they said it was, you know.
Uh-huh.
So if we can get a way, like, have a way for customers to set up their profile, and they absolutely have to upload a picture of their dog, like a recent picture of their dog.
Okay.
That would be really neat, because then we'd be able to see the dog that we're dealing with and then schedule accordingly.
Go ahead.
Or for example, like, let's say they're able to book online, so they book an appointment. Because we have that picture on file, we can move it around as we need to, or move the other appointments around as we need to. Because then we'll get a person coming in saying, why is my dog taking so long? Well, because we have, like, two other dogs at that time, you know? And it's because we didn't know that that dog was so big, or that dog was so hairy, because we didn't know what he looked like.
But even with the picture, they might come back with a pit bull, right? I mean, they might have changed their dog and forgotten to change the picture.
And
I
it's
mean,
for good. It's good for identification purposes as well.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So
you
think
people will do that by themselves?
If you put it, like, in the app, like, it's as a mandatory field that they have to upload a picture of their dog.
Oh,
I think they would.
That's a good idea. Or I have an idea. You know, when they bring the dog in for the first time, if
mm-hmm.
you took a picture and added to the profile, that works? Because I
yeah.
sometimes think you don't want to put friction, right, in the customer's path.
Oh, yeah. You can, I mean, you can have it as a, like, you can have it on our end, like, where we have to
yeah.
upload a picture, or you can,
because mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if you were going to have the customer set up their own profile and be able to do it online. Because, you know, the online thing is a really big thing now. Everybody likes to be able to book everything online. But the thing is with grooming, it's really it's really difficult to book online because, like I said, it's so subjective. Like there's so many things that could be that we may need time for that the customer doesn't know how to schedule, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, that's really a big chunk of the question that I wanted to ask you about making scheduling easier, because scheduling is one of the hairiest things, because not only is scheduling hard, but things change, and then rescheduling is even worse, right?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying
I didn't get that.
Scheduling is something I would like to, it's okay, take your time.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm saying scheduling is difficult, and one of the issues that I would like to spend a little time with you, how to make it easier than it is presently, and also rescheduling. Because even with the best scheduling, things happen, and then one reschedule, and then your entire schedule might be broken up, right, again?
I think the way that we can resolve that issue is by having, let's say the customer books an appointment online. They don't get a confirmation. Like you could have like a message saying, okay, we have you, we have you in our system, but you will be receiving a confirmation text or, a confirmation email. Do not come to the appointment until you receive this confirmation email. So the confirmation basically serves as, like, us groomers get a chance to look at the schedule and adjust it accordingly so that they know exactly how long the dog is going to be there.
Right, right. And you're saying you cannot do this right now with the tools you have? Right?
No.
They cannot. Okay.
There is no grooming app that has scheduling like that. There are salon apps that have scheduling like that. But the thing is, like, the salon apps don't have the ability to have more than one on one profile, like more than one dog or more than one client on one profile. So the salon ones, we actually have to, like, put in parentheses how many dogs they have. And it's really confusing when you're trying to do notes on each dog because you have to put, like, okay, this note is for this dog. This note is for this dog. And it's all on the same, like, profile. Whereas in a grooming app, I imagine it would be a parent profile and then all of their dogs have separate profiles.
Yeah, you know, okay, we are shifting away from schedule, but I think it is indirectly related. But about the profile, I have a question. You know, in our app, one of the features we are going to allow is every document like that can be annotated by the provider or the customer, but their notes, they cannot see their notes. I mean, they cannot see each other's notes. Like you can make a private note on a customer. Is that helpful?
Yes. It's actually good to have internal notes because we can warn the other groomers, you know, hey, this dog bites or this dog is, you know, very aggressive. It's very, very important to have internal notes and keep internal notes. And I think it actually should have reminders too, to remind us, did you leave notes on this dog? Because all dogs should have notes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whether they're good or bad. Because then the groomer knows, oh, this dog is really good. So I only need like an hour and a half for this dog because it's, you know, a Chihuahua and it's super good. So I'm only going to need maybe an hour, you know? So whether it's good or bad or whatever, it's good to leave notes for every dog. So, and plus we're so busy, it's hard to kind of keep up with it. So reminders would be very helpful.
Okay. Is it one of the things we can do with notes is you can leave voice notes that converts into text and put it there. Is that,
will
that be very helpful? That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. But we went away from scheduling. I want to spend just a little bit more on scheduling because that is one of the toughest things to handle in a mobile phone, right? A customer, I mean, imagine somebody driving, right? And they want to make an appointment for their dog with you, right? And
yes.
And you want to show them the available, right? What is available that day or the next day, right?
Well, we want to show the time slots that we have available, but not necessarily what other appointments we have booked.
Right, right. Just the available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, do you want, okay, so then you imagine them picking one of them and saying, that's the slot I like, and that's the end of it? Or what do you think? How should that interaction be?
I'm sorry, what should be direction?
No, how should that interaction be? Yeah, I am on a mobile phone. I have looked at your schedule, and you are showing that 3 o'clock this afternoon and 5 o'clock this afternoon are free, and I can bring my dog in, right? And now I click on 3. I click
on
3, and then it's automatically made, and then you get to know that there is a customer for 3. Is that you would, or you want to negotiate right there?
I would probably want it to be like, it should have like an alert right now that, hey, so-and-so is booked for this time. Does this work? So that they can get,
okay.
So that they can get like, confirmation sooner, or maybe like have, it sent to management so that they can take a look.
But that might cost you a customer, right? How soon can you get, you when you're washing your dog or when you're taking care of a dog, you don't want to interrupt that job by an alert, right? Or do you?
It's good to have the alert, though, just so that it reminds us to take a look at it. You get me?
Yeah.
Because if there is none, then how would we know? Or a notification would be good.
Yeah, but who in your company or in your business, right, is watching the notification all the time?
Either management or reception.
Oh, I see. So
yeah,
somebody is always watching. Okay.
Yeah, it depends on who's watching the books that day or who's doing the booking. I typically, for my freelance business, I will do my own booking. So my customers, they know that I'm very busy, so they kind of expect there to be a little bit of a wait to receive confirmation. But they're understanding, you know, and they usually get a reply by the end of the day. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just imagining how this will work, but whether it will work for everybody or not, because some of the, like you say, when you're freelance, you can just take a look at it and decide whether you want to take it or not. Do you adjust prices based on schedule, or you don't?
Do I what?
When do you negotiate the price? Adjust prices.
Usually there's a base price. So it'll say starting at this price, but it can range from this price to this price, depending on the condition of your dog's coat. So if you would like to get a set price, then we would have to see the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can have like a feature where you can actually like video chat or whatever. I don't know. Or send in a picture of what the dog looks like right now. Like, that's one way that we can possibly give a better idea of pricing.
Right. But, okay, that's true. But you want to do it, this is my question. You know, I don't want to take too much of your time. By the way, where are you located?
I'm in Long Beach.
Where are you located?
Long Beach?
Long Beach.
Long,
oh, that's far.
Long Beach.
But
I thought
maybe we could invite you to our office, or we could come up there with some mock-ups to get your feedback on the app.
Well, I drive, so I go anywhere. So
then we'll treat you for lunch and $100 plus. if he can visit us, because it would save us three people driving all the way to Long Beach. The only reason I wanted to go to Long Beach day before yesterday with my granddaughter because of the aquarium. And when I looked at the traffic, it was like 2 hours to get there. So
yeah,
I gave up.
Too much. Okay. So
but
what
that's
city,
a beautiful aquarium.
Like,
we are in every day. Hey, Clayton, Rick, can we schedule a meeting for her?
Yes, I can schedule something with her.
What's it good for you? Tell me.
Well, I'm off on Mondays.
Okay.
I'm off on Mondays, and typically Wednesdays, I could work on, I mean, I could work with those 2 days, but typically I'll be doing freelance, but like with my freelance business, I make my own schedule. So right now I'm pretty open. So either Monday.
Okay.
Or
so how about Monday? How about Monday?
Okay.
We are in West LA. You know, Clayton will give you the address. What's a good time for you?
You said lunch, so I assume probably like 12 or 1.
12 is fine, fine.
Okay.
Oh, we'd love that. Up to you because you are busy.
Oh, yeah. Let's do 1
okay.
o'clock.
Okay.
So, sounds better.
Okay. Great, great. So, coming back to schedule, this is really such a tough problem because I'm trying to schedule things on my mobile phone and negotiate the price and talk, right? All of it has to happen kind of, people. We are going to offer a service called dispatching service, okay?
Uh-huh.
Christina?
Yes.
The dispatching service kind of takes care of the time when people are too busy working and they don't want to handle this kind of calls for scheduling, right?
Yeah.
But the dispatcher is smart enough to understand, all these difficulties with the dogs and so on, because the dispatcher will be specialized in the service. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's basically like a receptionist.
That this is a call for bedroom. Yeah, basically. But it's a virtual receptionist, so you don't have to hire a full-time receptionist.
Oh, that's great.
But somebody has to pay for this. That's great.
It should have a recognition, like be able to recognize breeds by picture.
Yes, yes. They will have all that.
Because
these people are doing their 7x24, right?
I'm sorry?
I mean, the people who are doing that will be doing that 7x24, the dispatchers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they'll have all the pictures, all the right questions. But I'm saying, how will we pay for them? We were thinking of adding something to the subscription, like in a month, will you be willing to pay, say, $10 for a dispatcher, or would you like to pay per incident? In other words, per call you get for the dispatching service.
I think it should be a subscription.
Okay, so, okay, the big question is $10 a month too high from your perspective?
Monthly? No, I don't think that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
The shop that I'm working at now, she pays, like, for her system, she pays probably, like, $45 a month for her, like, customer base, she pays $45 a month. And that's through, like, and then on top of that, she has to pay for, like, the apps for the Clover system, which the timekeeping app, which is the one that is for payroll and stuff, she pays another $40 for that. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like they're willing to pay.
Oh, what's that app? Sorry, Christina, I never heard of those apps. Can you tell me again?
It's Clover.
So we can actually
research
them?
It's a Clover
them?
System.
Clover. Oh, the thing that the credit card system, right?
And
credit card processing, right?
They have apps
inside
that system. So they're willing to pay for apps,
Mm-hmm.
Business owners are willing to pay for apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of how much convenience is there going to be coming with this app. Like, is this app going to do
right,
things
right.
that I really hate doing?
This is my – okay. Yeah. That's why I value your time, you know. It's impossible for me to guess what would be really valuable to offer pet groomers. You know, a person like you can
yeah.
teach us a lot. That's why I appreciate your help. So that's amazing that you can pay more for the dispatching
yeah.
service. Now, how about the accounting? You know, one of the features we are giving is the synchronization of invoices and orders
okay.
with QuickBooks. Is that very important?
I think it would be beneficial to us to be able to manage our money better because a lot of it
mm-hmm.
is cash.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I mean, now we're in a place where like cards are being used a lot more, and a lot of the whole cash thing is
mm-hmm.
kind of going out now, and people even want to prepay and like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
having an accounting system is beneficial to us because like it can kind of reduce the business owner involvement, because like I've known business owners that literally have to
yeah.
be there every single day. They don't get to take any vacations. They don't have to do like they don't get to do anything. They don't get to have lives because they have to be in the grooming salon, you know. They have to be in the grooming salon making sure that the
yeah.
money is good,
mm-hmm.
making sure that the money is okay, you know, because
yeah.
it's
yeah.
very easy for someone to steal.
Yeah.
So I think if we have
yeah.
a system like this, it'll make sure that every dollar is accounted for, which is very important.
Right. Even the
yeah, and so it,
right.
it gives
right.
the business owner a life or the ability to have a life and not have to be
mm-hmm.
in the grooming salon 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good pitch. Again, the big question is, you know, how much they are willing to pay for it. Is it? I mean, you don't want the app to cost them $100 a month.
Yeah, so
up, right?
I would say
that's
maybe
much,
like if
right?
you could keep the app, like all of the features, under $50,
uh-huh.
that would be $60. I would say that would be ideal. Yeah,
$60.
I think that's doable.
Yeah, I mean that's doable for us, but you know. Yeah, we can build this app, no problem. But whether we can sell this app and make a living on
well, if it's all inclusive,
if
it's all inclusive and it's going to save us time and it's going to
mm-hmm.
save us, you know, because time is money for us. You know, I really don't see how it won't sell because
yes.
there's a lot of groomers that just don't want to bother, you know, sitting and figuring out the numbers when QuickBooks can do it for you.
Okay. Right. Right, exactly. Can you think of anything else they would rather not do right
well,
now?
Well, notes is one of them. I think that's what we talked about last time. The
yeah,
numbers
yeah.
is another, but typically that's left to management. And it also, like I said, you know, it gives them the ability to leave the grooming salon every once in a while. The check-in process is very,
mm-hmm.
very, very, very tricky. I think that we could probably touch base on when we
okay.
meet next time.
How can we help?
Because I really
it?
Have to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. No problem.
We can touch
I'll let
base
you
on
go.
That.
I'll let you go. And we look forward to your coming on to us.
But we can
yeah.
definitely focus on
thank
the
you.
Trickiest part of the grooming industry, which is the check-in process, scheduling, and profile
mm-hmm.
management.
Yeah, agreed. We'll
thank
do that.
So
I don't
much.
Want to take any more of your time. So I'll
yes.
let you go and we see you on Monday.
O'clock.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
The info.
And Clayton will give you, will send
you,
the address.
I'll send you over the information.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay,
thank you, Christina Rick.
Right.